Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director for the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. And today we are speaking with Marilyn Anderson, author of How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short. Marilyn is here to talk about her book promotion experience and what marketing strategies worked well for her to help others by sharing tips and secrets to book marketing success. So welcome, Marilyn.
Oh, it's great to be here, Stacey.
It's great to have you. So tell us a little bit about your book, which I love this title, How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short.
Well, it actually does exactly what it says. It's an information-packed guide where I tell all kinds of money-saving tips on entertainment and travel, shopping and fashion, beauty and health, home decor, restaurants, and more. It can actually save people thousands of dollars at the same time as it gives them more fun in their life. And I even have tips in there, lots of tips on getting things free, like how to go to live theater for free, how to get hairstyling at upscale salons for free, even how to spend six nights at a four-star resort in Spain for free.
Wow, that is outrageous. So, of course, you know, you wanted to get all this information to people. Did something inspire you to write your book? Why did you end up publishing this book?
Well, the thing is, and the authors out there probably know this, as a writer, you don't always make a lot of money at one time. So sometimes you might make a chunk of money and then you might not work for a year or 2 years or 3 years, whatever. And I had all kinds of friends who had steady jobs with steady paychecks, but they never did anything fun. They never went to theater. They never traveled. They never bought things. And here I was, a writer who, you know, often didn't have a job. And yet I was always doing fabulous things and going wonderful places. And the question was always to me, how does Marilyn live? In fact, the three questions of the universe people used to say were, what is the meaning of life? Is there a God? And how does Marilyn live? So I decided I would reveal my secrets, and that's why I wrote the book.
Well, of course, your secrets aren't going to do anyone any good if they don't read the book, right? So you want to get that book out there, tell everyone about it. How did you promote the book?
Oh, I've done a lot of different kinds of promotions, Stacey. I've done some radio shows. I've done podcasts. I've done a lot of in-person events. I've also done ebook promotions where I've paid in conjunction, like with the Kindle Countdown, and that's been very successful for me. I've also been in online and print magazines. And, you know, online is great, but it's always exciting when your book and your photo appears in a print publication. In fact, I've been written up in Forbes, in USA Weekly, and I even won an award for the best book on saving money and living well of 2018.
Wow, that's awesome. That's great. So you have your overall book marketing experience. You're doing all of these things. What would you say was the one strategy that worked best for you?
You know, I have so many different strategies. First of all, when I go out, I always tell everybody about my book wherever I go. And I have a postcard or a business card with a book on the front. And I'll find that after I go out, you know, I'll get tons of sales. The other thing is, if I see an article in a paper, a newspaper about a similar book or a similar topic, I'll write to the reporter and I'll say, gee, I loved your article. It was wonderful. By the way, you know, I have a book on this topic. If you ever need a quote, or I could send you a copy if you'd like it. I've actually gotten a column in the LA Times because I wrote a letter to the editor. I had a full page spread in the Sunday Toronto Sun, Calgary Sun, and Vancouver Sun because I wrote an email to a reporter who had written about another book and I complimented her. In fact, that's how I got into Forbes as well, as was writing an article to somebody that had written about another book. So those have been strategies that have worked for me. I'm also not afraid to make calls. I'll call a newspaper in my neighborhood and tell them about my book, and I've had things written up here. I find for ebooks, I've had the most success when I do a Kindle Countdown, like for 99 cents. And I'll do that in conjunction with a paid promo. There's some paid promo sites out there like Robin Reed's, Awesome Gang, eBook Reader, things like Bargain Booksy. And Robin Reader has been the most successful for me. But I'll sell about 600 books in one day. And although they're only 99 cents, that will pay me back and then give me a profit as well when I do those Kindle countdowns, but only if I do it in conjunction with a paid promo.
So would you say that that is your most successful strategy? Like that's the secret that you're revealing to our listeners today, things like Robin Reader and your ebook promos?
Well, I think in-person events are the best for selling, you know, hardbacks or paper book copies. And for me, my most success on selling ebooks has been with those ebook promotions. And also, I find a lot of success if you want to get on TV is if you're like I live in Hollywood, so the people in TV are going to be big stars. But if I go to a small community, like I went to Austin, not that it's a small community, but it's smaller than Hollywood, I called the TV station and told them about my book. They put me on a 20-minute interview, and the news station reran it 8 times during the day. I also called the college newspaper. They sent out a reporter because I said, well, I'm a Hollywood writer. I'm in town. And they ran a huge article about me and my book, and it appeared in every college newspaper in town. So if you go to a small community or if you go to your hometown, I found those are great opportunities for people to get a lot of good press.
Well, Marilyn, I want to thank you for sharing all of these strategies. It worked really well for you, and our listeners can learn much more about Marilyn Anderson and her book, How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short, on her website, which is howtolivelikeamillionaire.com. You can also purchase the book on Amazon, as she mentioned, all the online retailers there. Marilyn, thank you so much for joining us and sharing with our listeners today.
Oh, it's been great. Thanks so much, Stacy.
And thank you all for listening to this podcast, which is brought to you by Annie Jennings PR. Please visit JenningsWire.com to enjoy our rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. Till next time.